This episode contains language not appropriate for those under 17. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with I don't want to work is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you all for tuning into this episode. This is the second to last episode of the season. I know it's been a long one, and I appreciate everybody who has stuck by me, stuck by the podcast. If you haven't already, please go to iTunes and give this podcast a 5-star rating and a review. I'll make sure to try to shout it out on one of the episodes of the future podcast, as well as take a visit to alexis-danjune.com, where you can sign up for the newsletter and, of course, pre-order Sip This Hustle, my first title. I'm so excited. Well, excited, like I said in one episode of the podcast, is overrated. So with all of this hard work, I would really appreciate if you all pre-ordered. The official date is January 8th. That is on a Wednesday. If you would like to get it a little bit earlier, I suggest you pre-order. You never know. You may get it a week earlier. Who knows? But you won't know until you go to alexis-danjue.com and sign up for the newsletter and also pre-order the book. Today, I decided to actually release the episode on a Friday. And the reason I did it was because I was doing some research. And as I was doing that research, it's a holiday for the underdog. And that's very interesting because a lot of us side hustlers or even us entrepreneurs, we are underdogs in our profession right now. And entrepreneurs are in a challenging situation. You know, they have to be good at so many things, but are strapped for time. Most entrepreneurs have limited time, energy, and other resources available to spend on self-development. At the same time, entrepreneurs are in a position to gain the most from improving their knowledge and skills. It's a challenging balancing act, you know, and one that must be managed well. With this, I want to read an excerpt from a book that I commonly read. It's titled The Art of Human Chess, and it's a study guide by Pimpin' Ken. You may ask yourself, what am I doing reading this kind of book? What I will tell you is I much rather have the information told to me in a truthful manner than in all fluff. This book has been helpful because not only is it dealing with chess, but it is dealing with human chess, which is pretty much using strategy on an everyday basis. So if you can get through the vulgar content, the vulgar in-your-face details, you can apply it to yourself as a side hustler or as a full-time entrepreneur. So let's start with this excerpt, which again contains language that is usually not on this podcast. History is filled with examples of leaders that underestimated the opposition and were ultimately destroyed. One example that comes to mind is Saddam Hussein. He was a man that had a vast empire and 1 million troops ready to die for him. At one time, he was an ally of the United States, but he let power get to his head and attacked one of America's other allies, Kuwait. This was a major mistake on his part. He underestimated the U.S. and didn't think they would go to war for another country. The U.S. did go to war and fucked him up and made him leave Kuwait. End quote. So the reason I chose that excerpt was because I wanted you to think of the time when you may have been the underdog, or even if you are still the underdog. Being strategic is an important skill that an entrepreneur, especially a side hustler, needs. Let's think about this for a second. You know, say that you're in a position and you have to hide the fact that you have a side business at your job, you have to hide that because you know your employer won't understand. Or what if you tried multiple things and yet it seems like it's just not your season? How do you explain to your significant other that yet again this project failed? If you're a side hustler or an entrepreneur, try these ideas to successfully undertake self-development projects. First one is carefully consider what you need to learn. Assess your needs and weaknesses and make a decision about what you need to learn. What will most add to your life or your business? Entrepreneurs are short for time, so it's important to make a wise decision about how to spend your self-development time. Two questions to think about and ask yourself. First is, what would most benefit my life or happiness? Second is, what will most benefit my business? Second, your selling skills. It's hard to make money without customers or clients. Selling skills can be among the most valuable for entrepreneurs or side hustlers. If you don't have all the income you desire, enhancing your selling skills might be a logical choice for your self-development efforts. Third is marketing skills. So if people don't know about your business, you're going to struggle. There are tons of inexpensive marketing choices available today for entrepreneurs and side hustlers. Maybe your business will benefit if you strengthen this important skill. Four is social skills. Networking, gaining, and maintaining customers and clients is a big part of an entrepreneur's job or a side hustler's job. If your social skills are just okay, your business will struggle. Everyone can benefit from greater social skills, whether they're an entrepreneur or not. Five is public speaking. Depending on your business, this can be a very useful skill. It can build confidence and comfort when dealing with people. Speaking at conferences can be a good way to market and sell your services or products to a larger audience. Six are goals. And if you're a side hustler, you definitely have goals. Many entrepreneurs and side hustlers would benefit from having a set of reasonable and applicable goals to work toward. Setting and striving for goals is a valuable skill to develop. It's a skill that will be useful in more areas of life than just entrepreneurship. Seven is focus, discipline, and perseverance. These are the three qualities that entrepreneurs could use more of. And just think about the underdog in sports. People underestimate them, but when they have focus, discipline, and perseverance, they surprise people and they come on top. If you're lacking in any of these areas, consider implementing a program that builds on one or more of these characteristics. Other qualities to consider include the ability to deal with stress, confidence, and motivation. This is why you are here. Eight is time management. Side hustlers and entrepreneurs are frequently pressed for time. The closest anyone can come to creating time out of thin air is to learn how to manage their time more effectively. Nine is health. Most small business owners fail to take care for themselves properly. Too little sleep, too many skipped meals, poor food quality, and a lack of exercise are serious impediments to good health. Making your health a priority and building some healthy habits might be the best way to spend your self-development time. Last but not least is relationships. Entrepreneurs and side hustlers are notorious for having troubled relationships. The time commitment of running a business and the stress that goes along with it can be a real strain on any relationship. Perhaps learning how to reconnect is the best skill you can learn at this time. So in a way to celebrate the underdog with this holiday, I wanted to focus on self-development. That's why I gave these 10 tips to approach self-development intelligently and efficiently. Decide what area of self-development will best serve your business or life. Take a look at your situation and allocate your self-development hours appropriately. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the podcast. We will have the last episode of the year and the season next Wednesday on Christmas Day. So I want you to stay tuned because it's not an interview. It'll be regarding the truth about self-employment, and it's something to think about. Even on Christmas Day, when you're opening those gifts or starting Kwanzaa, or if you're not even celebrating that day at all, as I encourage people and as I encourage side hustlers, I want to encourage you with the reality of self-employment. I've also been in a realm of people who are self-employed, and it's not all glitz and glamour like you may think. This is not really the dark side. This is just the other side, and to put into better perspective so we can have a better 2020. I have been your host, Alexis DeAngelo Coley, and until we meet again, have a great week.